950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Hunter Haas and Brett Johnson here. Thursday, December 20th, almost Christmas time. Yeah, we got a little change up. Brett in today. Eric's usually in with me on Thursdays, but it's good to have you, Brett. We haven't done one in this order in a while.
No, switching things up a little bit today, for the holidays. Here we go.
I know. Holiday scheduling is crazy here with all the preparation and... But it's a good mix. We've had a couple different lineup changes for the 4 o'clock hour this week.
It's funny how that works. Like on Wednesday, I was asking people, hey, so what are you doing tomorrow for the weekend show? Well, that's right. It's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm so confused by the days now.
Yeah. We'll keep it lighter to start things off with today. We'll get into in a minute. I have an idea. We'll give our listeners a MAGA gift guide, you know, buying presents for that conservative relative. What do? We don't know. That's not our realm. So I'll have some tips on that, as well as some liberal gift ideas as
you
well.
You have a subscription to Writer as one of those gifts?
Yeah, the paid subscription to the Trump dating app, Writer.
Gotta get those MAGA likes, $29.95 a month.
Now, my phone hasn't been blowing up on me with that. So the profile I made with the Ken Bone picture hasn't been getting much love on Writer, the dating app. earlier this week, I appeared on the California-based podcast, The First Podcast. How about that name, The First Podcast? That sounds good when you say it. I appeared on The First Podcast. But this was my second appearance. They had me on before the midterms and then now after to kind of talk about where do progressives go from here. And that was what I wanted to focus on that show was speaking about the left rather than focusing on what stupid thing Donald Trump has done. So it's more of a timeless episode. It won't be released till next week, but I'll be sure to share that on my social media, AM950 social media. Take a listen to it. My last episode is called Make Progressives Great Again, and that one's available now. But our friend and co-host, or other fellow host of this 4 o'clock hour, Doug Padgett, appeared on the Jesse Lee Peterson program this afternoon. And for those who aren't familiar with Jesse Lee Peterson, he is a conservative right-wing talk radio host, but he is a very peculiar talk radio host. Doesn't fit the typical mold. He's an African-American, and he hates on African-Americans very publicly on his show. It's a frequent topic of his, and he talked about if he believes that, I forget how Jesse phrased it, white genocide is going on, something along those lines.
It's tough to quote that guy. I mean, if you listen to him, he is not very coherent.
Yeah, I absolutely recommend listeners go, we posted on the AM950 Facebook Doug's interview with Jesse Lee Peterson. It is a riot, but what they got into at the end of the show was Jesse asked Doug if he voted for Hillary Clinton, and why don't we play that interaction, and then we'll talk about it.
Donald, Doug, did you vote for Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton, and I've toured
Beta!
You mean Beto?
Beta! Beta male.
Oh, beta male.
Real man voted for
Hey, did you vote for Sarah Palin?
No, I voted for the guy that you were running with at the time. I can't think of his name.
John McCain.
He did. We're John McCain now.
Yeah, but did you vote for Sarah Palin?
Wow.
Yes.
Are you a beta male?
I voted for the guy that she ran with.
Yeah, but she was running with him. No, there were two names on there.
Were you a beta male?
Yeah, you voted for two people, my friend.
Are you a Democrat, Doug, or Republican?
Yeah, well, I vote for Democrats in the current life right now because there's no way that is somewhat, as a Christian, I'm called not to be a Republican, a Democrat, a Green Party, an independent. I'm called
Bless
to love
Doug
God,
for holding it
to
together.
Love my neighbors as I love myself. That's the call of Christianity. But the conditions on the ground require me to support those who care for the agenda of Jesus.
You support abortion?
And that's clearly Democrats.
Do you support abortion?
No, I think abortion needs to be legal. But the moral choice for any person to commit an act of abortion.
Yeah, do you support abortion?
Do you support divorce?
If it needs be, yes. But let me ask.
Oh, whoa. What do you mean?
Duh. Do you support abortion?
You mean you're pro-divorce?
Duh, Paget.
Come on, man.
Do you support abortion?
I think it needs to be legal. And the moral.
I didn't ask that.
Well,
Well,
that's a question you can't answer, because I think what you're saying to me is, do I want people to have them? Is that what you mean?
That's not what I'm saying to you. I asked, do you support abortion?
Okay.
Yes or no?
Grant me this, Jesse. Give me one other word other than support.
Amazing.
Give me another word.
Beta male.
What are you calling me names right now?
Oh my.
Are you an adult male? Are you an adult male calling me names?
We're gonna take some calls.
I think you're just having fun, right? I don't think you're actually calling me.
Oh, man. Wow.
That is a real radio host, real conservative radio host. He's not a
syndicated national radio host, Jesse Lee Peterson. And he has had fellow AM950 personality David Pakman on, and he did the same barrage calling David Pakman a beta male. And we'll just clarify this term quick. Searching beta male on Google, beta males usually lack an alpha mentor, like a father figure or good role model. The masculine father figure was replaced by a woman that raised her boy into a beta male. This caused boys growing into men to believe that women's definition of a man was right. So that's fitting for what Jesse was trying to get across. That was actually the first thing that appeared when I searched beta male. Because me and Brett have been talking about this all day, but some of the other people who have come in today weren't familiar with the term, so I feel like that could be a generational thing.
Well, I agree, because you and I are active online through social media, and from a lot of conservatives, they're very obsessed with masculinity and people they don't agree with. They'll say, you're a beta male. You're not a real man. You're not an alpha like me. So that's where that term stems from.
Yeah, and Jesse always will say, if you're a progressive, you're a beta, but if you become a conservative, then you'd be an alpha. And it's like, really? It's that simple, Jesse? But this is a topic that has always kind of got me frustrated, because men, especially young men, trying to better themselves, often get this confused in their own head of what an alpha male represents. And the reason they make this is they look to the animal kingdom, because these are where these terms have really came from. And so they see aggression and dominance as alpha traits, where human beings are a lot more complicated. Alpha traits in humans are generosity and influence and leadership. So that's why if me or Brett goes on Jesse Lee Peterson, I'd like to question him about, so in your mind then, Barack Obama's a beta male, and Trump is an alpha. And of course he's going to agree, but Barack Obama is someone that people follow, and he was inspiring to an entire nation. And Trump, he's an alpha male too, just because he also has to a different degree. But you cannot, in my mind, an alpha male for a human, Barack Obama is the shining example of what one would look like.
Yeah, he is, and that would be interesting to ask him, to try to trip him up on that, although you're going for the more sophisticated route. I would just try to bait him so I could get insulted.
I mean, it would be so fun to do
imagine
that.
Imagine the clips we could have on this show of just Jesse calling us all sorts of different names.
I know. Oh, man. That was just so hilarious, and I warned Doug. He didn't catch it, but I go, watch, he's going to call you a beta male, and it totally did happen. I just had seen Jesse's programs before, like talking to David Pakman, and this is something he does routinely.
And by the way, Doug's going to, I think, play back more of these clips, because that was like an hour-long conversation, so I think Doug's going to have a full kind of recap of what he talked about. It's a weird conversation, because, again, this is a very offbeat conservative talk show host, we should say. I don't know, maybe you have a better way of describing him.
Yeah, he's a very peculiar figure. He doesn't fit in the traditional mold of Rush Limbaugh or Dennis Prager or Hugh Hewitt or Hannity. God, there's so many of them, aren't there?
Too many.
Brett, if you could be on any, you can't say Jesse Lee Peterson right now, because right now we all want to be on Jesse Lee Peterson's show. Would you want to go on any particular conservative right-wing talk radio show?
I would go on Alex Jones, and my biggest goal would be to get him to break character. I wouldn't try to argue with him. I would just try to keep going after him, saying, this is all an act that you're doing. Oh, you're doing a nice job playing your character there, Alex. I would really try to get under his skin and get him to break character. He would be the guy I would choose, absolutely.
That's a good answer. I'm thinking I'd want to go on Ben Shapiro because he's so well known for being such a good debater and that no one can top him. So trying to trip him up with finding mutual ground in that. And just how influential Ben Shapiro has become lately. He's really a rising star. That would be my top pick. But then I would forever be edited into YouTube videos of Ben Shapiro destroying Hunter Haas.
That's all it would be is, yeah, you getting owned. Beta male Hunter Haas gets owned by Ben Shapiro.
Well, let's take a break because this gift guide will take a minute. So on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about some gifts you could give to your MAGA conservative family member here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. We will be right back.
Appliance manufacturers have announced record-breaking price increases for January 2019. Warner Stellion filled their Twin Cities warehouses so you could beat the price increases with guaranteed savings through January 2nd. Wait to buy and you'll pay more, no matter where you shop. Whether you need one or an entire house full, Warner Stellion guarantees appliance savings through January 2nd, including fast free local delivery, trusted basic installation, haul away, and 18 months zero interest financing. Guaranteed appliance savings now at Warner Stellion.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
It's the best time of the year. Toyota-thon is on. Rudy Luther Toyota has the 2019 models in stock, and to make room, the 2018s have to go. There are huge incentives from Toyota, and on top of that, Rudy Luther has additional huge discounts. And remember, you get my favorite perk from Rudy Luther, the Luther Advantage Card, which gets you 10 cents off per gallon at Holiday Station stores for 3 years with every vehicle purchase. Rudy Luther Toyota-thon is on. Stop in today. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for over 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations. Seward Co-op stores are committed to local producers and food you can feel good about serving your family and guests. Pre-order your holiday meal from Seward, local free-range Ferndale turkeys, handcrafted traditional vegetarian, vegan, and made without gluten sides, perfect for everyone at your holiday gathering. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store at 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Hunter Haas and Brett Johnson here with you today. Our phone number is 952-946-6205, but it is the holiday season. We're on the front lines of the war on Christmas right now, and I have some gift ideas for your MAGA Chud family members. And speaking of that, I wanted to mention, I've used this term before, MAGA Chud, and I just want to clarify that this is not like a swear word or anything. It comes from the 1982 movie called Chud, and the reason it's used is it's a four-letter acronym, just like MAGA, which means Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers. And it came back into prominence from Clerks 2 because they used it to describe ugly, stupid people. So I sometimes, without thinking, refer to the Trump supporters as MAGA Chuds. But where do you get those MAGA conservative family members? I know that our listeners are probably have some good gift ideas for their liberal friends. I was thinking, Matt McNeil gave me a gift card, and I went out and bought the new Bernie Sanders book, Where Do We Go From Here? 4 Years in the Resistance. And then Michelle Obama also just recently released a book, and she's coming to town in March. So both of those are great gift ideas, in my opinion, for your left-wing friends and family. But the right wing, we might struggle with that. So Rolling Stone put together a gift guide, and I want to name a couple that I think are pretty funny options. The first one they have listed is the QAnon patch. This is kind of rose to prominence when a member of the military met with Mike Pence, and there was a photo op, and the Q patch was prominently featured. So people started buying these, and it's become quite popular in the QAnon conspiracy realm. I started following a QAnon Facebook group, and oh my God, is it off the walls, the things they do. The insanity of patterns that are irrelevant, that they find meaning in, is, I get a kick out of it. But your family members, Randy and Coon Rapids maybe, might like a QAnon patch. Another one is, Brett, are you familiar with John McNaughton, the artist?
Oh, is this the guy who makes those really cheesy, like, Norman Rockwell conservative paintings? Oh, I love those. Those are funny and kind of creepy.
Yeah, they're very good paintings, technically, but they all feature Trump in a very heroic or...
He looks like an alpha male.
No beta here, Trump. But he's without questions the predominant artist of the MAGA era. So a John McNaughton print would be a good present for a Trump supporter. If I was a Trump supporter, I would sincerely like that. Oh, dang, I want to say something I got, but they might be listening, so I can't. another option, maybe of a younger Trump-loving conservative, maybe a teenager, early 20s. How about the MAGA bro cape? This is a cape that they can wear to support their favorite superhero, President Donald Trump. They have different patterns, all very prominently featuring the American flag and, of course, Make America Great or Keep America Great, which they seem to be pivoting in 2020 for all that he has done for us. Oh, Trump.
That'd be just CAG. That doesn't have a very good ring to it. Keep America Great.
CAG 2020.
Hey, I kind of like that, yeah.
Now, this one, both sides might appreciate this. It is a book, Just the Tweets. Tweets since he's become president. It's a nicely bound book, gold letter printing on the front, but just featuring Donald Trump's tweets. Then the next year, we got a Christmas ball featuring Donald Trump, and yeah, you can always get that. But Trump, a good capitalist on his part, has re-released the MAGA hat with the back saying Merry Christmas and the front saying Make America Great Again. There's also now the MAGA set of Legos. These aren't real Legos. This is some new brand, but Build the Wall Legos. And I've seen a lot of people posing with these, so they are very popular with the MAGA community. So get them their wall, and then you can knock it over time and time again. Destroy the wall as much as you want. And then the final one is the Trumpy Bear. And I'm not familiar with this, but apparently they know about it. So it's a bear wearing a very long red tie, white cufflinks, white collar, and it's the Trumpy Bear, but apparently very popular in the community.
I gotta Google a picture. A Trumpy Bear?
Yeah, Trumpy Bear. They've got videos and all sorts of things. I never heard of this, but seems like it's popular with them. I am excited for this. Let's talk to Gary in Minneapolis. Gary, what do you got for us today?
Well, did you hear there was a kidnapping at the school nearby?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was okay, though. He woke up.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and I got another one, too. These are new ones. Why do ducks have feathers?
Why do they have feathers?
To cover their duck quack. I thought I'd tell you that. Enough with these political infidels we got in this country. So I don't want to talk about them anymore.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Gary. And have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys. We got to have to get in the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks,
take
Gary.
Care.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How about that? Gary's normally not short on political rhetoric, but just the jokes today. We're kind of having a lighter show today. So, you know, we're going to kick back into real gear. So let's take a break to unwind and laugh and enjoy what we just had here. And then we'll get into the serious topics here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hunter Haas and Brett Johnson with you today. Phone number is 952-946-6205. We will be right back.
Be sure to pick up your copy of this month's Natural Awakenings magazine, a free local guide to a healthier and more balanced life. Each monthly issue includes timely, local, national, and global stories. Learn about alternative and complementary medicine, nutrition, fitness for body and mind, personal growth, sustainability, and much more. Natural Awakenings can be found at area health food stores, food co-ops, and retail locations. More information is available at naturaltwincities.com. That's naturaltwincities.com.
Imagine a world where no one ever went hungry, where you didn't have to choose between clean air and clean water, and where bitter, drunken comedians didn't have to work in small, dark clubs to tell you how severely screwed up everything is. If that kind of world scares you the way it scares us, then we can help. We're standuprecords.com. We offer the finest in CDs, DVDs, and merchandise from the best stand-up comedians on earth. So please give generously, and remember, together we can't save the world. Yeah, no, we can't. So you may as well just buy something funny. That's standuprecords.com.
Burger Mo's makes holiday gifting easy and rewarding. For every $100 in gift cards purchased, valid at both Burger Mo's and the Downtowner Woodfire Grill, receive a bonus $20 gift card for yourself. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soup, salads, and unburgers, dogs, panini, shakes, and desserts, and two daily happy hours. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been telling you about my friends at Snap Construction, who are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior construction company in the metro. Don't just take my word for it. Take a look at all their reviews online. Winter is the most cost-effective time of the year to complete your construction project. A majority of Minnesotans choose to have their work completed on their home in the summer when they should be enjoying the weather. As a result, the demand for labor in the summer is much higher. The most cost-effective way to improve or restore your home is in the winter due to the lower demand. Right now, Snap Construction is offering an additional 30% off of labor to the AM950 listeners on your next construction project between now and the end of February. Call 612-333-SNAP and mention AM950 for an additional 30% off. As always, Snap Construction stands by their work with a lifetime craftsmanship warranty. Don't wait to get a free estimate by calling 612-333-SNAP or find them online at snapconstruction.com. Financing options available.
With your AM950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 22. Friday, sunny with a high near 31. And Saturday, chance of flurries, mostly cloudy with a high near 32. EatLocalMinnesota.com is your way to find unique local restaurants offering one-of-a-kind food and atmosphere. Your choice is setting from casual to trendy. Great spots for date nights, evenings with friends, or business occasions. Make sure the money you spend stays local. Find out more at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Ooh.
AM950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Hunter Haas and Brett Johnson here with you today. Our phone number is 952-946-6205. And man, our callers are just some funny people today. They're on the laughing gas today. But Mark in North Minneapolis is calling. Mark, what do you got for us today?
Hi, Hunter.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm not the jokester that Gary is, but I think I got a good one.
All right, what you got?
What's the name of the monster that Vladimir Putin created to destroy the United States?
Well, I think I might know that, but
that sounds too obvious. Yeah.
Trumpenstein.
There we go.
Thank you for the call, Mark.
Okay, bye.
We're lightening up. It's almost Christmas. It's almost holiday break.
We're giving Robert Barilla a run for his money.
Oh,
here
yeah,
on
Laughing Matters.
Matters.
Yeah. You better step up your game, Robert. Take over that Saturday night spot.
That's a combo. If we get Gary and Robert Barilla.
Oh, yeah. We should get Gary to call into Laughing Matters, have Robert break down the jokes. All right, well, time to get serious. I got to get back in the mood. But something that bothered me this week is I watch a lot of local news. I watch it the 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock news, and I was berated with this story today. And the angle I want to take on it is I believe they said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud, and that this was really jammed in our face, and we're not looking at the absolutely good news of what's happening here. So the story has been that teenage vapor nicotine is on the rise. So an alarming result in an annual study that tracks chemical use by teens finds that 1 in 5 high school seniors have vaped nicotine in the last 30 days. The number has doubled since last year from 11% to 21%. A researcher at the University of Minnesota who studies tobacco products says they are using smoking machine to analyze the chemistry of what's inside cigarettes and electronic cigarette vapor, and she has not yet proven whether e-cigarettes cause cancer. There's evidence that they are hazardous. But, okay, so this is what was all over the news, and then they quickly said these facts at the end. The use of prescription opioids declined to 3.4%, which is down from the high of 9.5% in 2004. Binge drinking dropped nearly 3 percentage points to 14%, which is lower than the high of 32% in 1997. Marijuana use among 10th and 12th graders this year is comparable to 2017 levels, although marijuana is the most commonly illicit used drug among high school students, is at an all-time low in this country. Marijuana vaping has increased, but the use of cocaine, synthetic marijuana, and ecstasy were near historic lows. The researchers don't know why teens are turning away from drugs and alcohol and opioids. But one possible explanation is that they're spending more time on their vapor devices in social settings where the peer pressure is high. So the news all week was how big an epidemic that teens are vaping. But All right, I will come forward, and I smoke regular cigarettes. I don't vape. I do the worst thing for you. But vaping technology is a way to deliver the nicotine to you. And nicotine is not the cancerous chemical. It's the other chemicals within tobacco cigarettes. So the fact that teens are turning away from cigarettes and illegal drugs and opioids, which we have an absolute epidemic in this country that I talk about time and time again, is good news. It's not, we're creating a frenzy around the problem that isn't occurring. And the good news is getting buried away. When I heard these reports, they would spend about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 minutes talking about the rise in vapor. And then they would briefly state how all those other drug uses are at historic lows. And it drove me absolutely crazy, Brett. It drove me nuts because anything lowering the opioid epidemic is good news. And that's where the focus should be on this story, in my opinion.
I'll admit, I have not fully followed this story. I've only seen it pop up like on my social media feeds, and that's exactly the headline. And I'll admit, that's the only thing I've taken away from it. I didn't know that about the opioid problem, that mm-hmm. it's gotten a little bit better among teens and younger people.
Yes, so hopefully young people won't have to go through what my millennial generation is going through, where unfortunately, this year, I've lost 4 people to addiction and to the opioid epidemic and other drug addictions. 4 people in 1 year of 20, 30-year-olds is absolutely what should not be going on in this country. And even if you compare that to the tobacco in the 90s and addressing that problem, at least people that were dying from tobacco were dying later in life. They'd get cancer and pass away 10, maybe 20 years early. But I'm losing people my age. I'm losing 20, 30-year-olds at a monthly rate where it's becoming difficult to even schedule time for funerals. So if there's good news about this opioid epidemic, that is what we should be hearing about instead of this frenzy of vapor. And that's where you're going to focus your attention and resources now. It drives me nuts, absolutely. And to even search for health effects of vaping was difficult because there were so many stories about the teenage use of vapor on the rise. But from the Cancer Research UK, all recent studies point to the fact that vaping is better than smoking, with Public Health in England stating that electronic cigarettes are 95% safer than smoking cigarettes. So this is a long study. I just want to read that point because now we have some callers on the topic. David in Shakopee wants to talk about vaping. David?
Hey, Hunter. I just want to say, you know, I've been vaping for 8 years. My daughter was a month old when I switched over from regular smoking of cigarettes, and I smoked those for 26 years. And to be perfectly honest, if I hadn't switched from vaping or from cigarettes to vaping, I'd be dead now. I couldn't breathe. I was having trouble. I couldn't even sleep through the night from the coughing fits. But I couldn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do it. And I had just resigned myself to the fact that it was going to kill me. And then I tried vaping, and it worked. It got me off. Now, I'm not saying it's going to work for everybody, and I sure don't like the idea of teens getting addicted to nicotine in any form. But the thing is you know, it's better than cigarettes, and that's for sure.
Yeah.
However, did that article say that it was because they were vaping that the opioids, or is it causation or is it correlation?
No. They weren't making that fact. They were just comparing the use of different and acknowledge that, wow, these other things have dropped. The only correlation they did make is that maybe drugs are no longer as prevalent in social settings and peer pressure, and that the peer pressure has risen for vaping.
Yeah, it's probably true. You know, people are like, hey, try it. It's good. It's, you know, it's not cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't know everything that's bad about vaping yet. I know that there was some chemicals back in the early days of vaping that, you know, were primarily with the butter flavors.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to say this, however. In order to get a menthol flavor, they still have to use menthol crystals.
Okay.
And those are bad for you, whether you smoke cigarettes with menthol crystals or vape with menthol crystals. So if you're going to vape and you prefer menthol, go with an evergreen, a peppermint or, our spearmint flavor, because it'll give you the same feeling without the menthol crystals. The menthol crystals are bad.
See, thank you for the call, because you actually provided us with useful information instead of the hysteria that the local news has been doing the past week. So I appreciate
that. Well, exactly, because, they're like, oh, well, they're marketing, strawberry flavors to kids. It's like, you know what? I like the strawberry flavor. I'm almost 50 years old. Why can't they have a strawberry flavor for me? Why does it have to be only kids like strawberry or banana or chocolate or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous to go, oh, well, those are marketed towards kids because they have flavors. No, that's nonsense.
All right, David, thank you for the call. I really appreciate that, and you preferenced everything by saying, though it's not good that teens are using nicotine or potentially becoming addicted, it is a much safer alternative than cigarettes, and that far safer than the opioids that are causing this epidemic that is routine in this country that I am absolutely sick of at this point.
I would agree, too, because even though, as we said, there's no correlation, well, let's say there even was a correlation. It's a step in the right direction. Opioids are so much worse. As you said, you've had friends that have unfortunately passed. I know people, too. It's something that, it's just bad.
Yeah, and what worries me is that the amount of attention they gave it are going to divert resources from tackling the opioid epidemic.
Right.
Because here's something I want to note, that when we were dealing with 2018 midterms, I personally got the opportunity to speak with a lot of candidates from the local level to state representatives to congresspeople to statewide elections. And I asked each one when I had the opportunity what they were going to do about the opioid epidemic, and only one gave me a response of actions they were going to take. The rest diagnosed the problem, which tells me they're not doing anything. So focusing on this hysteria is diverting resources and attention from where they need to be.
Can I go one conspiracy theory route for you? I hate doing this, but you wonder if maybe it's going that direction because there is so much money in opioids that, hey, we can distract people with vaping and go after that industry instead. I mean, that's very conspiracy theory-esque, but
It could totally be true. There's a ton of incentives to keep people on these, and they it's very quickly that people can become addicted. So even though they're losing so many people, they'll just gain twice as many. Mark from Fridley wants to talk about opioids. Mark?
You bet. And the biggest purveyor of conspiracy theories is the United States government. But what I would suggest, if you think that this opioid pandemic was an accident or a mistake, it's institutional and it's systemic. You need to go back to the 60 Minutes broadcast from last Sunday. The tobacco lawyer who was the attorney general for the state of Mississippi, his name is Mike Moore, not the filmmaker. He, not Robbins, Kaplan, Miller, Cerisi locally here. Mike Moore was the number one. He started the tobacco lawsuit and got $500 billion from the tobacco cancer conglomerate.
Oh, and I absolutely know who you're talking about. I saw him on 60 Minutes this weekend. Thank you for bringing that up.
Okay. Now, you need to go back and watch it or print it and take a look at what they were saying. Now, he also took on BP. He is now taking on the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm.
And he is taking on the Sackler family, which is the Walton family of opioids. They own Purdue Pharmaceutical Company. They're the creators of OxyContin and oxycodone.
Yep.
So he's got a team of his lawyers in Florida, and they're going after these guys because the department won't do it. The DEA won't do it. The DEA officers that went after these pharmaceutical companies and the distributors like McKesson, they lost their jobs and they got fired. So go back, rewatch that, and then post that to the AM950 website.
I absolutely will, because that was a phenomenal this weekend, that story. I am so glad you brought that up, because that was something I did want to address today. So I really appreciate the call, Mark. And he is just in the early stages of going after all these pharmaceutical companies, pharmaceutical distributors, and this guy has a proven track record. He's the one who went against the tobacco industry, and it seemed like impossible odds, and he did it. And like you said, he went after BP, and he's had results. So right now, he's who I'm putting faith in that someone will address this problem. Because with the huge amount of money that he's seeking billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, and that is absolutely necessary. Because what we need to do is have emergency clinics across this country in every city, every county, where opioid addicts can go in and get a variety of treatment. Because the trouble that is occurring, that even in Minnesota, the treatment and recovery capital of the United States, is that I've challenged listeners to do this, is make a phone call. See how long it takes to get into treatment. See how long it takes to get any sort of medication that addresses addiction. It takes weeks, it takes months, and this is how people die. So we need direct action clinics that people can go into if we're ever going to save lives here. So I have a lot of hope for this. Mike Moore, the former attorney general, and hope that he can get something done. I really appreciate that call, Mark. But let's change gears a little. We got two very, well, how should I call them? Two adorable mayors of our twin cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul. Minneapolis is Jacob Frey and St. Paul's Melvin Carter. And they had interviews talking about their year in review and their plans for 2019. And I want to just go over a couple of the answers that I found interesting. Jacob Frey was asked, what do you think went well this year? And Frey answered, in terms of investments, we made affordable housing a priority and laid a strong claim to that housing is a right, and that City Hall has a role to play in ensuring that that right is afforded to everyone. And that goes from an investment of $40 million in the 2019 budget, three times the previous record in our budget, which I'm thrilled got passed, to the 4D program, which offers tax incentives to property owners who keep some of their rental units affordable to more represented in Minneapolis. And this is an absolute phenomenal thing that Minneapolis was able to accomplish, because it's really above and beyond anything else in the rest of the country. And that they were able to do that on the city level is very, very good in addressing both the encampment and just people struggling to find affordable housing. But he was asked, what surprised you this year about the job? And Jacob Frey said, I anticipated much of the professional shift in my life. I did not anticipate some of the personal changes. And this next part pains me to read. There is no doubt that life is different for my wife and I. And that pains me to read, because my mom has a huge crush on Jacob Frey, and this is going to be terrible news for her that he is in fact married. So, Mom, I'm very sorry he's married. But I believe Jacob Frey, there's rumblings he'll be at the Blue State Ball. And we have a pastor, and I could bring a little divorce paper. Maybe we could get him to sign it and have Doug Padgett have a little wedding for Jacob Frey and my mom at the Blue State Ball. Mom, there's still hope, I promise. But he was also asked, what are your priorities for next year? Jacob Frey, affordable housing will remain a top priority in 2019, but there will be an additional focus on economic inclusion. That ranges from our work with North Minneapolis Village Trust Financial Cooperation, which is Black-owned financial institution. There's the Upper Harbor Terminal in North Minneapolis, which is our number one capital priority over at the legislator for bonding purposes. And if you'd like to know more about that, tune into Food Freedom on Saturdays. Laura often talks about the Upper Harbor Terminal and what's going on with that. So I found out a lot about it, but I recommend going back in the podcast and listening on future Saturdays to find out more. And then switching gears, asking Melvin Carter, what were the main issues of 2018 for you? And Melvin Carter responded, it's been quite an incredible year for us. We've been learning so much. We put quite a bit on our plate to start the year off. And I have to tell you that we close the year, the work that our team has done, and I say this team, the staff, but also the people from this community who have come and chipped away at every step, have really outpaced my biggest expectations. Obviously, getting the minimum wage passed is really important to me, and the combination of that and the budget that we just passed through council, I think, put St. Paul on a really exciting course. And then asked, I thought this question was interesting, what's a typical day like for you? It depends. I go and do ribbon cuttings at local businesses. I think later today I'm going to go hang out with a group of first graders who wrote me some letters. I go visit nonprofits, local businesses. I come here. I try and check in with both our mayor's office team and our directions. I end up spending a lot of time at the Capitol. There is no typical day. Some days I stretch from 6 or 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. My goal is to get to my kids' band concerts and volleyball games and gymnastics meet more often than not. And then he goes on. Now, to circle back to something I talked about, on both of their interviews, I hit searched to see if they talked anything about addiction or the opioid epidemic, and unfortunately, both mayors left that out of things that they wanted to tackle next year, which frustrates me again. So on that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Hunter Hawes and Brett Johnson on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Our phone number is 952-946-6205.
Doug Padgett here from the 4 p.m. hour. I want to invite you to join me for a live broadcast of the radio show Wednesday, December 26th at 4 p.m. from Chocolat Celeste, four blocks off of 94 at the Cretan and Vandalia exit. Join us for a live broadcast of the show, for some tasty treats, for some interaction with callers right from the boutique of Chocolat Celeste. 4 p.m. Wednesday, December 26th. We'll see you there.
Get away and relax this winter at Big Bear Lodge. Come experience a Northwoods winter in modern yet authentic woodsy cabins. It makes a perfect gift this holiday season for couples who want more together time, families who want more family time, or any winter enthusiast who wants to spend a relaxing weekend in a winter wonderland. And right now, if you book a stay of at least two nights in one of three guest rooms at Big Bear Lodge, you'll get one night half off. Just mention AM950 when you call. Come find your smile at BigBearLodgeMN.com.
Odie, what are you going to get Linda this year?
Well, Sven, how about a t-shirt from Northern Sun?
Oh, yeah. They have those funny ones and political ones, too.
Yeah, and don't you know how Linda feels about that president?
Yeah, I don't care for him so much either.
Sven and Oli get their shirts, stickers, and magnets from Northern Sun. You should, too, don't you know?
Visit Northern Sun in Minneapolis on East Lake Street, or online at northernsun.com.
At Pride Institute, being LGBTQ+ is the norm, not the exception. Their highly trained and skilled staff understand your issues and will help you live a happy, healthy life as a proud LGBTQ+ person. They offer you hope to overcome your addiction and live the life you want. Their treatment programs are designed to assist you in developing the knowledge, skills, and attitudes for long-term recovery. Therapy groups include health education, LGBTQ issues, HIV and chronic illness, trauma, grief and loss, transgender support, nicotine recovery education, and sexual health. Pride Institute offers a residential treatment program, a partial hospitalization program that includes day programming with lodging, and an intensive outpatient program. If you or someone in your life can benefit from guidance and coping skills, life balance, and other tools necessary for long-term recovery, check them out at pride-institute.com or call 800-547-7433 now.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Metza inviting you to my New Year's Eve party, a benefit for Metro Cable Channel 6, where you can watch my show, Wall of Power TV, every weekend at 8 and 11:30. It's going to be at the studio, 1229 Northeast 2nd Street, on New Year's Eve with great musicians like Dan Israel, Mary Cucurello, Pete Sandvik, and myself. Get tickets at mcn6.org. It's for a good cause. It's going to be a great night. Northeast Acoustic New Year's, mellow into 2019.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Hunter Hawes and Brett Johnson here with you today. And I want to get to a story that caught my eye that was released today in The Advocate. The title is kill the Electoral College before another evil leader is elected. And I know that we have a lot of resentment towards the Electoral College for how it's burned us in 2000 and again in 2016, electing George W. Bush and Donald Trump, my two least favorite presidents of my lifetime. However, I want to just point out to us progressives how favorable the Electoral College map actually is for us, and that those instances are really freak occurrences that I don't believe are going to occur again in our near future of lifetimes. Because for the Democrats to win, all they have to do is win Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which are historically Democrat states that only voted for Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump in the past 30, 40 years. And the only difficult one I see is holding Wisconsin, which has elected Scott Walker, but now has a Democrat governor again. Michigan and Pennsylvania have been trending further and further left, and it was really more of, I'd say, the candidate we had in 2016 of why we lost those states by such razor-thin margins. But going back to 2000, and we all remember the Florida recount, but what we forget is the freak occurrence that happened in 2000 was Al Gore actually lost New Hampshire. And had he won those four Electoral College votes, he would have been president regardless of what happened in Florida. So our Electoral College map is so far favorable to what the Republicans have to overcome. They really have to, election after election, overcome this massive disadvantage. So before we get too caught up on changing that, because we've been burned in the past, look to the future, and it's actually pretty bright. Brett, you know of a movement that's occurring to, what's it called, 270?
The Electoral Compact, essentially, where if enough states that equal 270 electoral votes sign on to this pact, they will vote for whoever wins the popular vote, essentially rendering it meaningless, which to me would be easier than
amending
the Constitution.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But we have to remember that the map isn't stacked against us like we might think, and I just want to remind people that. But signing off, this is Hunter Hawes on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Share a special experience.